What's up, guys, and welcome to this week's Fawcast, presented by Charterhouse. I'm Jared Stansberry, joined by Mark Charter. What's up, man? You got something pretty good over here.
So Adam Gray, by the way, and we had an off week last week. Williams is sick. Was he sick last week?
His daughter was sick last week.
So this will not be a shock to any of our listeners. Williams is sick this week. And I was trying to figure it out conservatively. He's been sick probably at least 10 times in the 2 years we've been doing the Fawcast.
And not minor sickness. He's had some serious
stuff. Down for the count stuff.
Hi, so, Adam Gray. You're here too.
Adam Gray's here. What's up, fellas? We need to get to the bottom of this and help him with his lifestyle, because I think he doesn't get enough sleep. I'm not a doctor. Won't play one on TV. But I'm always hearing about how he's up all like late.
Yeah.
You know, writing stories or just watching games or whatever.
Or with the daughter.
The daughter, whatever, you know, and if it's for the kid, so be it. But I feel bad. Apparently, it's just regular pneumonia, though. Nothing crazy this time.
Should we hold an intervention for CW?
I've had many talks with him. He seems like...
But that's not an intervention. We need to get a banner. We need to write the letters. We need to have an intervention.
We should.
We talked about How I Met Your Mother the other day. We're doing it again here.
Stop being sick. Start being awesome. I think we could do an intervention. I think a lot of people have said individual stuff to him. And just from talking to him a little bit yesterday, I think it's finally gotten to where he sees it now. Like, hey, I need some sleep. I need to change some stuff.
I must be doing something wrong to keep getting sick.
I need to drink more scotch like Gray.
I know people that get sick and get colds. I get colds a lot, I feel like.
Sure.
But he gets so sick that you can't even, like, get a hold of him. Like, the man's just off the grid.
Yeah, he says he didn't get out of bed for 3 straight days.
Yeah.
That's sick, dude. I haven't been that sick in a long time.
103 fever for 2 straight days. When was the last time you had 103 fever? When I was like 5?
I don't know if ever.
Gave you some pink Tylenol, you know, made your tummy all better. It's all good. But I feel bad for him. By the way, I wanted to, you sent out a text last night, you follow this stuff. I was happy to report in typical Fawcast form, I can make this announcement, that Gray last night had a full recruitment boner. It was like, he's super stoked about this sign-in at Iowa State.
What's the guy's name, Mark?
It's a normal name. I actually saw it. I saw it. Big-looking dude from Australia. Give me his first name. Let's see if I can get his last name.
Matt.
Yeah, Matt.
It's like a 3-4 letter last name. Am I close?
Titanic.
Titanic. Matt.
That's not it.
Matt Ship. Matt Boat.
Leo, Leonardo DiCaprio, Titanic.
Oh, Matt Leo. Okay.
I was trying to, you know.
Yeah. Former rugby player type of thing? Was he playing rugby and he's huge?
6'7", 265, bigger. I had a recruiting boner, A, because I just love recruiting in general, but also because we legitimately beat out Oklahoma for this kid. He just went and visited there the week before.
All right, so let me play naysayer because I have to, okay? The Cubs finally won, so I can get off that bandwagon. We're winners now. That feels great. The Iowa State in me, 38 years of it, says if we truly beat out Oklahoma, then he wasn't going to be starting at Oklahoma. He can't be that good, and we landed him. Or there's been a monumental shift at Iowa State that is just now happening that I'm not yet aware of. Which one is it?
Well, I think it's – I mean, I don't know about the – who knows if he's going to start at Oklahoma, but they clearly wanted him. They offered him. He was there for a visit.
Yeah.
The monumental change in Iowa State, I mean, the recruiting is as good as it's ever been, ever. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's monumental. Would you call it monumental? I would say it's a significant change.
If we're stealing people from Oklahoma, it is.
I would say monumental is like top 15.
Yeah.
You know, like right now it's gone from being really bad to being good. You know, it's solid. They're a top 40 class right now.
Yeah. Top 40 class for a team that's won 10 games in the last 4 years.
If they could have a couple good seasons, it's conceivable that they could start getting into that top 25 class range. And like, that's like... That would be when it's like, okay, this is for real now, you know.
Do you have another example of us truly beating out Oklahoma for a player?
EJ Bibbs, tight end a couple years back.
He was good.
Yeah.
He was good.
I think people thought we were going to get him all the way up until the very end.
Yeah.
But Matt Leo, he'd been committed to Arizona for the last, 3-4 months?
Mm-hmm.
So.
What made him change his mind? Campbell?
Campbell's beautiful eyes or.
5 years from now, we're going to tell people that we knew about this in September.
But you're saying this guy, so he's a JUCO transfer? He's 23?
Yeah, he's like 22, 23.
So he's got 2 years?
Yeah.
He's
2 years to play, or 3 years to play, too.
3 years to play, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen his arms?
No, dude.
He's
his arms
huge,
are the
dude.
Size of your head.
Yeah.
He's huge. I feel like you've been looking up Leo porn online. Looking up his...
May have watched a couple videos.
Man, they have. Oh, man. I'm going to be a play, Julie. The new video's in. I got to break down this game film.
So I go on a date with my wife last night. We go out for a nice dinner, have some drinks, come back to watch a movie at home. In this breaks, and I'm just giddy. I'm like, Jill, you got to watch this video. She wasn't as impressed as I was.
No.
For some reason, she wondered what Huddle was. Like, you got to come watch this Huddle video of Matt Leo.
It's a major startup. Major national startup is Huddle.
Oh,
they've got a huge office in Lincoln now.
Oh, well, they're everywhere.
Come on, Julie. She needs to get up with the times.
She watched the video for 5 seconds, said, I do not care at all. And she turned around and walked away.
So you chose to watch a recruiting video over Sully. Was that your choice?
No, we watched Sully. I fell asleep 30 minutes in because I'm old. I'm really old. And I'm not like Williams. I can't just stay up till 2 in the morning.
You should have watched Christmas with the Cranks, apparently.
Oh, God, I would have fallen asleep in 5 seconds in that movie.
That guy, man. I went and saw Office Christmas Party.
How was that?
It was good, man.
Dirty?
Yeah. It's exactly what you'd expect. R-rated comedy, a little gratuitous wiener thrown in here and there, just for the chuckles. It was good.
So you were a big fan of it.
Oh, what, huge, too.
What would you compare it to? Like, what's another movie you've seen that's kind of like it?
Well, because of that genre, nothing really, just because it's focused around, literally, they're having an office Christmas party to try to save their company is kind of the premise.
What's the big house party?
Project X?
Project X. Is it like Project X for adults? Did you ever see Project X?
I saw that movie in the theaters with my, we went to the state basketball tournament. We saw it with our coach. Like in the theaters with our whole team.
I forget how young you
are. I don't know what I'd compare it to. Maybe. I mean, it's a party that starts off pretty dull and starts to get going. And my wife, at least twice during the movie, leans over to me and says, I want to marry Jason Bateman, who's in the movie. Yeah. She loved, not necessarily the look, but he's sarcastic and witty, and she just loves that. So I said, okay, you go ahead.
Yeah.
You
guys, go
fine.
For it.
Fine with me, dude. Good luck. But no, it was good. I would recommend people seeing it. I don't think they'd be too disappointed.
So that was a charter house group gathering. You took the employees there?
Yeah, we had not everybody, but almost everybody there. One of us was in Omaha, couldn't make it. But
nothing says work Christmas party like some dick pics.
I was just gonna say it's essentially your office Christmas party is seeing office Christmas party.
That was right. I got the humor in that. So that's the way we went. We had a little lunch at Jethro's and then went over to the Altoona Theater. Which is nice. Have you guys been there?
I haven't been there.
You cuddle. No. Seats recline. It's great.
Did you cuddle in front of your employees?
No.
No?
No. You know what was a little bit awkward is you're going to see this comedy, and it's myself and my wife, who's not technically an employee, but she went along, and then four other people that work here. And the preview before the movie was for the new 50 Shades of Grey movie.
Mm.
And the previews, it's a bit dirty. So you're not thinking the movie's going to be dirty that we're going to. It's going to be funny. Might be a little raunchy. But this trailer was, it was sexual. It was sexual in nature.
Yeah.
And my wife's kind of giving me looks like, this is not the type of thing you want to watch with a lot of other people. Let's put it that way.
She was giving you looks like when we get home later.
We need to see this movie when it comes out. That's what she was saying. So I don't know who goes and sees those in the theater. Those are the type, if you want to watch it, great, but do it at home.
You watch that in your bedroom.
Exactly,
that's
dude.
You watch that.
As soon as the movie's over, then the good times can start.
Jared, we'll teach you a thing or two, buddy. Stick with us.
I haven't seen those movies. I haven't seen the first one. I don't want to.
You're missing out, buddy.
I don't believe it.
I hate to out my wife.
But you read the book? Read the book, didn't you?
Dude, nope, so I'll do this in a tame way. And my wife, every time she listens to the podcast, she thinks, "Oh crap, what's Mark going to say this time?" So this is no different. But I've been with my wife a long time. And married 12 years, 2004, 12 years. I did that right. And she won't admit it publicly, so I'll do it for her. She read the books. And the intimate side of our marriage, let's put it that way, was probably never better in all 12 years than it was when she was reading those books. I'm dead serious, dude. I don't know, those books
got her going.
Unleash something inside her, dude. And it's like, for the 2-3 weeks she's reading those books, I'm like, man, I hope they write more books. this is great. So
was she shoving pineapple down your throat or anything like that?
No, and she wasn't wanting to tie me up or anything. It was just, I don't know, dude. I mean, I typically go to sleep a little bit earlier than her. We go to bed, watch TV or whatever, and then I get tired, I roll over, go to sleep, and she might be watching Fallon or whatever. But there were a couple times where I was sound asleep, dude, and she woke me up. To have a little party time.
God, that is the dream right there.
It is the dream.
That is the dream.
So it's like, so I'm telling you, hey, they're not well-written books. They're not good books. But
there's probably a lot of people that would disagree with that.
Husbands, if your wives are, needing a kick in the pants, so to speak, and they're not the churchy type, let's classify it that way. Then maybe buy them the books. See what happens.
What's the last book you read, Adam?
Oh, geez. Last book I read.
He's gonna say the Bible.
To Kill a Mockingbird back in seventh grade.
You haven't read a book in seventh grade?
No, I don't know.
I believe it.
Yeah, no, I don't remember the last book I've read. Usually on vacation, I get a book and I'll read a book. So last vacation, what book did I read? I don't remember.
But I'll read it on the plane. Book. You're picking good books, apparently.
You read?
Yeah, I read all the time.
Yeah, bullshit.
I do.
I used to read a lot. Growing up, I read all the time.
Growing up, I did. I don't read
now anymore. I just like watching sports and movies. And I read the paper. I do stuff like that.
I read stuff online.
I don't read a lot of books.
That's what I do at nighttime. I just
what type, though?
Well, like, I look at a computer all day. So yeah. I don't really want to read on an iPad or read on the internet or anything like that. So I just read a book, and it helps me wind down a little bit.
That's why there will always be books in paper form.
Yeah.
People like them.
Yeah.
I much prefer reading a book than reading something on a computer.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm reading the CAA oral history about, like, the agents in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. The guy that wrote the ESPN book, he did one about that. That was really interesting. It's got some interesting Hollywood stories in it.
Do you ever read Michael Lewis? He did Moneyball.
Yeah.
The Big Short, which is a great movie, by the way, if you haven't read the book.
The Blind Side as well.
Yeah, he does. There's some guys that every time they write a book, it's great. He's one of those guys.
Well, good movies.
Yeah.
I used to read Grisham books. Grisham, he's a good writer.
Read some Grisham stuff, yeah.
I like Grisham. It was a good cupcake.
You're welcome. You look like you're enjoying it. It's a lot better than the shots you've normally been taking.
Do you want to plug someone today for these? Or no?
No, I had to pay for that.
Oh, you had to pay for them? Yeah, right, screw that company.
I'm getting a free shot out of here. Damn. Are you kidding me?
Hey, anybody. By the way, if anyone listens has a good product or a tasty treat like this and they want to give it to us for free, we will absolutely talk about you on this thing.
Absolutely. Yes,
we will. We have no problem and we can be bought.
We've talked about the smoothie place multiple times.
Yes, we have.
Have you ever mentioned the name, though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What, the smoothie place?
Yeah. Yeah.
The juice company? Is that what we're talking about?
The juice company. Yeah, we talk about the juice company.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, Jared.
Well, I usually listen. I don't know. I don't pay enough attention to know what the name of the smoothie place is.
Yeah.
This is the juice company.
Juice company.
Just down the road.
What are you doing for Christmas? Mark, you travel anywhere?
Davenport, so pretty big trip.
You got family in Davenport?
Wife's brother is over there.
Julie's grandma lives there, so we go to Davenport three times a year probably to visit her.
It's technically Pleasant Valley.
Yeah.
I felt like I just lied to you there. It's Pleasant Valley, which is right next door.
I'll forgive you.
Have you been to, if you've been over there, did you ever go to the, did you get into American Pickers at all, the show?
No.
I've been to there. I've been
their
there.
Shop?
Yeah, yeah.
It's right over there, right by where my brother-in-law lives, like 5 minutes from the house. Their little shop that's on TV all the time. Tiny.
Time out.
Yeah.
Craig Sager has passed away.
Nah, that sucks, what? Dude.
How sad is that?
That sucks.
Damn.
Craig. I mean, we all knew that was coming.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, man.
It's a bummer. It's a bummer.
Some of the great outfits of all time were worn by Craig Sager.
I'm going to cry.
What a crappy week, dude. Alan Thicke.
Yeah.
Who I was a fan of growing up, and now Craig Sager.
Oh, man, that's rough. All right, sorry. So, Davenport.
Is this worse than the time that we broke the news of Prince's death on this podcast? No,
at least you guys were a little more sensitive this time.
You guys mocked Prince. I didn't. I stayed above
that. Well, let's face facts. I mean, Craig Sager fought a tough battle with cancer. It's a little different. Prince killed himself. Maybe not intentionally, drug use.
Yeah.
I don't feel quite as bad for that.
I'm going to continue to stay above that.
Yeah, well, that was. Christmas going over there. How do you guys shop for the women in your life? Are you going the Amazon route? Are you going, you still go old-fashioned, go to the mall, try to pick something out that you don't know if she's going to like? Do you get a list?
Every year is a little different. This year, one of my presents was on Amazon. One was Etsy.
Yeah.
I got one more present I had to get for her, which I will go shopping for. Yeah. So, I do a little bit of everything.
Now, how do you know what you're getting her? Are these like, does she say, this is what I want? Or do you have no clue?
This year, I told her that my mom needed ideas.
Yeah.
And then I stole a couple of those ideas for myself. Usually, I go just get random, whatever I think she might like.
Yeah.
I've gotten better over the years. When we first started dating in the first couple years of marriage, I was horrible. I bought her jewelry that she hated. She's never worn it since. Some of it was like nice stuff, expensive.
Did she ever admit it?
She'll admit it now.
Okay.
She didn't at the time, but then I'd always look at her and be like, hey, you haven't worn that necklace or those earrings I bought you. And she'd be like, oh, I wore them the other day. She was lying. She never wore them.
I just thought they were horrible.
But now, like, I know her taste because I've been, you know, same for you. You know what your wife likes now.
Yeah. Early, expensive.
Expensive. Yeah. Yeah. Early on, I didn't know. So,
man, I'm going to get so much crap over this episode. What am I doing? Right before the holidays.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in trouble. What do you do, Jared?
Have you gotten her anything yet?
Not yet, no. I'm always slow.
Yeah.
With this. I did go to the mall on Monday. I got a few things, but she just told me what she wants, so.
That's good.
Yeah.
Was a 50 Shades of Grey book in there?
No.
Buy yourself a Christmas present. Don't give her that. It's good. Just buy all three, dude. That's the way to go.
You got to get...
My wife's tough. I mean, she does tell me some stuff she wants, but it's never, she's not adamant about it. She's not like, these are what I want. So I don't know. It feels like every year I struggle. I like to go and I don't know. It's tough. I wish it was easier than it is. And she's going to say it is easy, but every year I feel like, man, I just don't know what to get her.
Does she get you better stuff than you get her? Cause my wife,
no question.
Oh, my wife's way
better.
No
question. No question. She got me something this year. I don't know what it is. And she's like wanting to tell me, and I'm like, no, I don't want to know. She's really bad at keeping the surprise. Like, she wants you to open it like on the 15th of December. Today versus, and I'm like, no, that's stupid. I'm going to wait till Christmas.
Do you like being able to have them just get you something that you know that you're going to like? You don't have to like tell them. Or is, like, I prefer to not have to tell somebody what I want.
Yeah, I like
so
the
then
surprise.
When you already know what it's going to be, you know.
Yeah. Like for me, like let me give an example, and she'll hear this. I'm not saying this is what I want, but like if she went out and got, you know, like some cool like one of a kind Cubs print or something like World Series, whatever, and said put this in your office, that'd be cool. You know, even if it like that would be nothing that I would ever ask for, right?
Yeah.
But if she got it for me, I would think, oh, she thought about me, and she knows I like that, and it's really cool. But I'm just like, I'll go buy it myself guy. And that's my problem, not hers. So I don't really ask for a lot, because if I want it, I'll just go get it, and it's not a big deal.
Sure.
So it seems like if I'm willing to already go buy it, then someone else buying it and give it to me for Christmas seems kind of pointless. So that's where those gifts that you wouldn't have asked for kind of come into play little bit. So I don't know. I'm sorry, babe. I'm making life difficult on you.
Julie's family will go shopping together. They will buy the presents for each other with them there, but then they will just take them back, wrap them, and then they'll open them at Christmas and be like, yeah, we were together. We
seriously?
Picked up this. Oh, it's horrible.
Dude, that is lame.
Horrible.
Wow. That's just...
Luckily,
that's,
have you
that's
made
almost
it known
as bad as
your
a gift
thoughts
card.
On this? Or is this a first time?
Shaking things up this Christmas, buddy. Shaking things
you
up.
You cannot,
Adam's
by the way...
taking control.
Jared's a young guy. He's maybe not totally used to this yet, but no gift cards. Don't get her a gift card anywhere. That's the lamest gift you can get.
Yeah. Julie's gotten a couple of those from my family, and she's never very happy about that.
It's just... It's like, here's your gift that I put absolutely zero thought into.
Yeah.
You know?
You know birthdays, though? From like a family member, let's say like your brother got you a gift card and be like, hey.
I would be shocked if my brother got me anything. No, he's
really?
Not. He's not a gift giver. No,
I'm sure he would take you to.
No, my Big brother. If you don't know this, if you know and you know him a little bit, this may not shock you at all. But my brother's about as cheap as it gets.
I did not know that.
Yeah, him and I, when it comes to spending money, are polar opposites.
Yeah, you're not cheap.
No, I go way more than I need to most of the time.
Yeah.
Just because I like to. But no, polar. Opposites, you know. Yep. There's no question. Like my brother, probably on an average year, makes quite a bit less than I do. I guarantee you, he's wealthier than I am because he never spends anything.
Yeah,
I mean, he's probably got money socked away in every mattress in the house and just the whole deal.
Part of you's got to be a little bit jealous of that, right?
I have moments where I wish I was normal.
Yeah,
I do. Like we talk about this. Like my wife will say, "Man." You know, I think she's used to me, and she knows that every day with me might be a little bit different. I might come in one day and say, hey, we're buying a building, or I might come in one day and not say that. It's just she kind of goes with the flow.
You buy a building 50% of days?
Yeah, yeah. And she, you know, the upside of that is that I keep life interesting,
yeah.
Keep life exciting. You know, she never knows when I'm just going to come in and be like, I want a trip doing something in real estate, so we're going somewhere, whatever. The downside is some of those announcements are like, oh, we got to write a big check because, you know, I forgot to do this or whatever. Yeah. I'm just not regimented like that. So there's days I'm sure – I don't think she's ever wished she was married to my brother, but somebody like him where there's no surprises. Now, life might not be as exciting, But you know that no one's ever going to knock on the door and say, you forgot to pay your bill,
yeah,
and we're shutting off your electricity. That's happened to us several times. Not because we didn't have the money, but because I forgot to pay a bill because I got busy and I suck at that sort of thing.
Sure.
So that's the downside. She comes home and you see a yellow tag on your door. It's like, crap, what did I forget this time? You know, that's happened a bunch. I admit it. So, yeah, there's times where I think she wished she was married to somebody boring,
yeah,
and safe. It's just not me. It's not in the DNA.
Mark's life is like a box of chocolates.
That's very true, dude.
I'm sure.
That's very true.
If you want a birthday present from your brother, he'd take you to the Big 12 cross-country meet with them.
Oh, dude, he asked me to go with him. This was probably at least 4 weeks ago, and he was serious. He would have taken me. He asked me if I wanted to drive with him to Purdue where they were running.
Was he going with Pollard? Were him and Pollard going together?
I don't know. He said aside from family members, some media, trainers, parents of the people running, he was probably the only person there that had no connection to anybody. I mean, that's cross country's a hard sport to support if your kid's not running in it.
But yet, it's still the first thing that our athletic director mentions when he sends out a press release.
He clearly has a love for the sport.
Oh man,
no question.
Adam, I feel like you're one of the few men on this hill.
What
hill? On your Jamie Pollard hill right now. That you've been on the last couple of days.
When that press release came out a couple weeks back or a week or so ago. And
wasn't that the first thing
you were back on it yesterday with the football schedule the other day, though?
Hey, keep my name out of your mouth right now, okay? We talk about stuff off air. You leave that out of there. But yeah, no, first thing mentioned in that press release, I just thought it was a little crazy. Nobody cares about cross country except for Eric Charter. Eric Charter and Jamie Pollard are the only two people in the state of Iowa
that care. Might be true.
By the way,
I think we did break the news on the podcast last year about them switching sides of the field.
Yeah.
And that turned out to be true.
That was, yep. LC broke that for you, didn't he?
He did. Our good friend of the program. Schedule. Obviously, you have a problem with it. Bring that up, because I don't have it in front of me. What are your issues with the upcoming Iowa State football schedule?
Just the collective whole. Like, here's my take on the schedule, the football schedule. If you play only six home games, that's okay. Other teams do it.
Yeah.
Although usually they do six home games and one neutral game, you typically see Iowa State six road games. If it was just that, that'd be okay. They're playing at Akron. If that was just part of the schedule, I'd be okay with it. Last two games of the year are on the road. This year, the last two games were at home, so you know, wash. And then there's no bye week during Big 12 play. You bring all four of those things together, it's a pretty shitty schedule. Next year's schedule sucks.
Wow, you've gone all out with the SH word today.
He did a couple. He did a couple. That's okay.
When am I going to be able to say shit without you guys calling me out?
Man, that's three.
I mean, I seriously, like, I've been doing it for years now. I would think
CW is going to be mad when he comes back from pneumonia and he has to put the explicit tag on our podcast page.
He's never going to listen to this.
No, he's not.
He doesn't listen when he's not on it. All right, I'm looking at the schedule. No, I'm not. That's 2016.
Northern Iowa.
All right, so let's go. No thought whatsoever. Let's predict what the record's going to be next year. I'm going to pull this up here. All right, here we go. Northern Iowa, we win that game.
Yes.
1-0. Iowa, we beat Iowa at home next year.
Love it.
So we're 2-0. We go to Akron, we win that game. We're 3-0. Texas at home, new coach at Texas. I think we absolutely could win that game. So let's call it 4-0. Oklahoma, nope. 4-1. Kansas,
we just beat Oklahoma out for a recruit.
We're a 5-1 team. On October 14th, because we've just beat the Kansas Jayhawks. There's no way in hell they're winning in Ames. All right, so we need one more for a bowl game. At Texas Tech, maybe, but let's call that a loss. TCU comes to town. Let's call that a loss. At West Virginia is a loss. Oklahoma State in town. That could be a win. There's our bowl game. At Baylor, probably not. At K-State, always a toss-up.
Baylor's going to be hot garbage.
We are a 6, possibly 7-win team next year, boys.
That for you is about as positive as it gets.
All right, now give me your take. Where am I wrong?
I don't know if you're wrong anywhere. Who knows? I mean, I think I had us as 4-8 this year. I was off by one. I think Iowa State goes bowling next year. I think the big question is offensive line. I'll go 6-6 as well, and I will say that they will not beat Texas. I think Texas has got a lot of talent. Herman will do a good job there, but I think they get like a Texas Tech. It would not surprise me if they beat TCU at home.
TCU at home.
Would not surprise me at all.
Oklahoma State wouldn't surprise me either. They won't have Mason Rudolph anymore.
At some point, we have to beat Kansas State. It just has to
I mean,
happen.
How good is Baylor going to be next year?
Yeah, they probably won't be very good either.
They might be the 8th or 9th best team in the Big 12.
Whoa.
I would say, look, based on the schedule, hey, this is a leap. Compared, we went, what, two last year? Last year, not this year. Two last year, three this year. To go to six is
three
a leap.
Three.
There's no question to go to six is a leap. But looking at the schedule, if we don't go to a bowl game, I think it's a disappointment. I hate to say that, but
it's all about the offensive line. It's 100% what it's about. Everything else is pretty.
Hey, apparently we got the best defensive end in the world.
Coming in the world.
I'm excited for this.
Remember Javon Curse?
Yes,
Javon
I do.
Curse is no Matt Leo. Matt Lee.
Javon Curse.
This is the new freak.
The freak.
The new freak. But yeah, I mean, just look at the overall schedule there. Just everything about it. Six home games at Akron. No bye weeks after Iowa, I want to say. We have a bye week after Iowa. No bye weeks again after that. Last two on the road. That sucks. I'm sorry, people. That sucks.
So when, at what point will you schedule the bus trip to Arlington, Texas for the Big 12 championship game?
2022.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because at some point, obviously, it's going to be in that thing.
God, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We'll do a bus trip to Kansas State next year. We'll have a good time over there.
So you just did the bus trip. It was a failure. I mean, it was a full bus.
For what?
For the Iowa game.
Yeah.
I wonder
the bus trip wasn't a failure.
I was going to say, declared a failure.
When you come home on a bus trip like that after a really crappy loss, let's face it, is the attitude on the bus just kind of sour?
No, everyone was pretty happy, Mark. What a stupid question.
I like how you're trying to convince me it's nothing but young people on the bus. No. Our buddy John sends a picture, and I can see like more old people in that one photo than you said were on the whole bus.
No, we had a nice mixture, you know, and I'm not going to call anyone old or young, but we had a nice mixture of different ages.
Yeah.
So people like to have a good time on the back of the bus. As we were getting off the bus in Ankeny, there was a stream of alcohol rolling from the back of the bus to the front.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Anybody go brown, to your knowledge? Or
I didn't ask. Didn't go back. I never used the toilet, so.
I bet somebody did.
Yeah.
I would be that guy. I'd go do it for the rest of the bus to enjoy.
Somebody did come up and ask for some more toilet paper.
Oh, really?
So, you know, I'm guessing.
That's a good sign.
I'm guessing someone probably did, but like I said, I didn't ask. That's a C-Dub rule. I don't tell people what to do with their business. If people want to drop a deuce, they can drop a deuce.
It's been so long now. Do we even have a take on that game? Just an anomaly? I don't think anyone here thinks Iowa's better than us, right?
Did you go watch Jared and I's CFTV Live from Tuesday?
Of course not.
Thanks for your support.
What is this movie that is playing up here? This is crazy.
What do we have? This looks like a type of movie I wouldn't like.
Seventh Son with
Seventh
Jeff Bridges?
Son is the name of it.
Who's that main actress right there?
I have no idea.
Nicole Kidman.
Thing,
that was Nicole Kidman,
this thing
wasn't
is
it?
Weird.
This is.
We have the movie channels here at Charterhouse.
Panic Room with Jodie Foster.
Here's a good movie. Have you seen this movie right here?
The Score?
Yeah,
I've seen The Score.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Yep. We'll turn to that one.
But as far as the Iowa game, Iowa American State just games. Didn't move the ball. They got off to a really terrible start, and then they just never got going, and they couldn't make layups, and they didn't move the ball.
I'm
glad you restrained yourself from another.
Yep. Thank you.
Not a coach over here. Again, never been one, probably never will be one. I hate it when people say things like that. I don't disagree with you. Right? They didn't move the ball.
Yeah.
You call a timeout and you say, move the ball. Like, why is it so tough to get movement? Like, you see Iowa State do this, where they get bogged down and they do one-on-one and they're not moving, they're standing. Is it not the head coach's job to call a timeout, guys, say, hey, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Move. Why is that so difficult?
Jared, chime in here, buddy. You're the athlete, the basketball player.
Sometimes it doesn't really matter if the people, I mean, what the guy says if they don't do it once you get out there.
Why aren't they doing it?
I don't know.
Like, literally, why are they not?
That's a go inside the players' minds thing. I don't know. I'm not capable of
that. So you're
saying
the players go on the floor and say, we know what we're supposed to do. We know the game plan, and we're just going to not do it.
I think that there's times where they see something else, and they think that they can exploit something, but they aren't capable of it.
It's frustrating
to watch. And they kind of just freelance it.
I think this team right now, too, has got a little bit of a sense of entitlement where they think that they
shouldn't.
They think that they have something that they haven't necessarily earned yet this season.
Yeah.
But I think this game was a nice wake-up call on that one.
Yeah.
I hate the wake-up call thing, too, by the way. I mean, they played 100 different games.
You don't need a wake-up call at the University of Iowa when you're playing your rival. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree. But, you know, hopefully we'll see. We're not going to learn anything against Drake. Drake's terrible. We're not going to learn anything against Mississippi Valley State. It won't really – until Big 12 play starts, we won't know if this team has really figured it out or not.
Who is the most famous alum from Mississippi Valley State?
Jerry Rice.
There you go.
Boom. You didn't know that, did you, Jaren?
I was actually going to say it.
You were not going to say
it. Yeah, I was. I was still hung up on the fact that you roasted the Drake Bulldogs like that.
They're terrible.
They are garbage.
Could you go there right now and get minutes for Drake?
I don't know.
Just say it. Just say yes, you could.
Yeah, totally.
Just come out and say
what?
It.
What? Have we seen a line on
you
that game?
You could go get minutes for Drake.
Is there a line?
I could not. But I don't think there's one yet. Let's guess the line. I'm going to guess 28 and a half.
Whew. That's a big one.
They're horrible. They're really bad.
They are horrible. But speaking of lines, and you chimed in on this yesterday in our text group. I'll come in with I'll go 18. I'll go 10 less than you. I know they're horrible, but still.
Well, let's take a look at what KenPom has to say.
Last night, and I'll be honest, I'll be on the record here. I had never heard of them before, and then I looked into it a little bit. Now I understand it, but I saw that Arizona was a 17.5-point favorite against Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of them before at all. I was not aware of their story or Dan Marley's their coach or anything. And they only lost by 10. They covered easily, actually, against Arizona.
They beat somebody. I can't remember who it was.
They're not horrible, apparently.
Yeah, they beat somebody that was pretty good.
I told you they weren't horrible. I said this to you.
When did you hear of this team? First time you'd ever heard of them?
Last year.
Dan
Marley was interviewed a lot. They were good last year. Grand Canyon was good last year.
Never heard of them.
So I think it was somebody told me that a guy that played football at Iowa State transferred there to like wrestle or something like that.
Arizona, I told you this too. Arizona's got a lot of injuries.
Yep.
Last year, Grand Canyon went 27-7 under Thunder Dan. 27-7.
That's the name of the guy.
Dan Marley.
Dan Marley. Thunder Dan.
He's young, dude. He didn't watch Marley play. He's probably in diapers still.
Thunder Dan. Who's that?
Phoenix Suns. You don't know who Dan Marley is?
No.
3-point shooter for the Phoenix Suns.
I had to slap you in the face.
Kevin Johnson. You know that guy? Played with Kevin Johnson
back then? The mayor of Sacramento.
Yeah, they were teammates.
He punched a dude in the face because the dude likes.
Marley played with Barkley, right? They would have been playing together.
Yep.
The reason they didn't make the tournament 27-7, there's that like the stupid NCAA 4-year probationary period when you go from D2 to D1, you can't make the tournament for like 4 years.
I can't imagine that they have that issue very often.
They can't make it this year either. It's next year would be the first time they can make the tournament.
They lost to Coastal Carolina, so they never even got to play in their NCAA tournament or in their conference tournament.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. They can't be in the NCAA tournament.
The Antelopes.
Of Grand Canyon, is that what they are?
Yeah.
The Grand Canyon Antelopes.
Antelopes.
Oh, man. That's a great name.
They're going to be a college basketball power. How can you, like, you double up there in Phoenix, the Antelopes? Apparently, they have a good coach. They're destined for greatness.
It might be. They might be.
Iowa State right now, according to KenPom, 18 points.
Boom!
You're right on that. I will gladly bet Iowa State
on that
one.
Look at me. I don't know, dude. That neutral site, have you gone down there the past few years?
Every year, man. Do we like
this? It's kind of weird.
Do we like it?
It's something different. I like anything that's been mixed up. I'll tell you one thing I don't like, and you guys have been to games up at Hilton. I've not yet been to a game in Hilton this year, and I will go shortly. But you've also watched games on TV. Do you guys think, this is the way I feel, that when you're watching games on TV this year, it does not feel like Hilton Coliseum because of the lighting?
It's taking a while.
It looks like a different arena to me. Have you noticed this?
I'm gonna be honest. I don't think I've watched a game on.
You've been
TV.
Live.
Yeah, I've just been there.
It doesn't look like Hilton on TV. Hilton looks very warm, very bright, very warm, etc. It looks much darker now. It's weird. Does it feel that different inside?
I don't know. It's just Hilton to me.
With different lights.
Yeah. Have you? You haven't been there yet, have you? Haven't.
I've been to Hilton.
Okay. Yeah.
What'd you call me?
Adam. I said Avum almost, Avum? But yeah.
What? Did you call me Steve?
Okay. Yeah, I've been there. It's different. It's going to take me probably a couple of years to get used to the difference, to be honest. Because you've grown up going to those games in there. You're used to it looking a certain way.
Yeah.
It's a noticeable change.
Is it an improvement, though?
From, like, as far as what they can do with it before game, yes. I would argue no during the game. Okay. In my opinion, I don't enjoy it. But, once again, it's new. No one likes anything that's new.
Yeah.
I think that it's a gym, and you go and you can shoot the ball and you can make it in the hoop, and that's all that matters.
As Jamal Tinsley says, it's just another gym.
No, it's just, I don't know, the lights are the lights, and you just go play basketball.
Well, yeah, but we're not using it as an excuse.
That's for the players, dude. I'm talking about people like me that want to eat a clone cone. You know, it's like we're not out there shooting, man. We're just there to watch.
How overrated
are
clone
cones?
Yeah,
but if
Dude, I don't think they're overrated at all, man. That's like the best buy you can get at the concession stand. Usually when you go to a concession stand, you buy, as an example, you get like peanuts, right? Peanut M&Ms.
Yeah.
In a box.
$6.
And they put them in a box, and it's expensive, and then you open the box, which is completely useless. They can just sell you the bag. And now you've got a much smaller bag that was in the box, and it's not worth the money at all. The Clone Cone, you're almost like, all right, you can stop now, because they're trying to get that thing so damn tall.
Yeah,
you definitely get your money's worth on that.
I agree. I'm not a big ice cream fan.
Yeah,
I'm tired of the Clone Cone, love.
I think it's good.
Are you able? Are you able to eat at games? Do you get yourself a Clone Cone, Jared?
No, I eat walking tacos. But with these lights, mm-hmm. are they so much different that it would be the difference between you going to a game and not going to a game?
No.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
No, it's not a big deal. We just do we like it right now? No.
It's aesthetically not pleasing on TV.
They need more lights coming on around the fans. It's too dark around the fans.
Yeah. It reminds me of, it's not nearly as bad, but there's a tournament every year that was just a few weeks back. I think it's the one down in the Bahamas where it looks almost black beyond the court. It's got a really weird look to it, like bluish black.
It's Atlantis.
That tournament is really weird. They do something with their lights there that's bizarre. It's not that bad, but that's what it reminds me of a little bit.
So are you going on Saturday?
I don't know, maybe.
I still need 3 tickets. If anyone's out there listening, I got 2 tickets. I got 5 buddies going. Need 3 more.
Let me do a quick StubHub search here.
Oh, there are tickets on StubHub, but they're not.
I just want to see like where the pricing's at on this thing. What's your prediction? So we kill them.
I think Iowa State was at 25 plus. I don't think it'll ever be close. I think Drake's really bad. Iowa State's pissed. It's a bad makeup. Although, maybe Jeff Rutter works a little magic.
No
magic for Jeff. I like the Big Four Classic. I just wish Iowa State's playing Drake right now. I wish they still played you and I.
It just feels like a very corporate event every time I go.
Well, it is a corporate event for sure. They're making money on this, but
this would be more fun to watch Iowa State play Drake at the Knapp Center.
Well, okay, so this is my thing. Iowa State should play, they should do the Big Four Classic, and this year they're playing Drake, so they go play you and I. The next year they go play Drake. To me, basketball is different than football. Football, I don't think Iowa State should ever play, you and I, but whatever.
Let's play this game, boys. If you haven't looked, if you've looked, don't answer because you're cheating. Quite a few tickets available for the game. What's your prediction for the price of the cheapest ticket available for this thing?
$10.
It's $9.
$8.68.
Yeah,
not on StubHub.
Yeah,
not a lot of demand.
Where's the seat?
I looked.
This is all Upper Deck stuff. But we're talking about a lot of tickets. I scroll down a little bit in upper level section 310 for $10 each. You can get up to 16 tickets together.
Wow.
So that's like some dude bought the whole row, probably thinking he was going to make some money. Not making money. $10 a ticket. So it's kind of a losing proposition. If we go down below, though, to the middle section, section 104.
This is the worst that the teams have been collectively since it started.
Mm-hmm. So you can sit center court, $125 a ticket, if you want to watch a couple basketball games. That's not bad for
it's
that type of thing.
Chump change for you. You wipe your ass with that much money.
Every day. Not quite. I'm buying a Jeep. You boys excited for me?
Are you?
I am.
Why? You got tired of your Tahoe?
No, I'm keeping the Tahoe. This is a fun car. This was a I wanted a Jeep for a long time.
A new Jeep, used Jeep?
It's a used Jeep. I'm going to show you a couple pictures here.
What are you going to do with it?
This is great radio.
Here's what my Jeep looks like.
Wow.
Oh, that's a badass Jeep right there.
I'll show you one more pic here. The front. Here's the story with this Jeep.
Nice.
So this is karma, right? So this is how karma works. So Tuesday morning. So Charterhouse Real Estate, we sponsored Star 102.5's Breaking and Entering.
I listened to that too, by the way.
Which was, well, we basically write a check, and then Star 102.5 went out and bought toys and Christmas gifts for a family that's having a rough time. So Tuesday morning, our crew from here went down. We met here about 6:20 in the morning, which is way early for me. But we went down to the radio station to meet up and then drive to the house. And they got the people out of the house somehow, and this is all a surprise. So we went to the house and loaded the Christmas tree, which had no presents under it, with a bunch of presents and bought them food and all sorts of stuff. So gave somebody a good Christmas. But the radio station is right next to American Dream Machines. I don't know if you've seen this place down on Locust. if you're a car person, there's a place on Locust in downtown Des Moines which has amazing restored cars. I mean, really, really cool stuff. Most of the cars there are $50,000 up to about $125,000 bucks. So these are vintage automobiles restored, and they got a bunch of them inside in this place. It's really cool. But out in the lot right next to that was this Jeep. And our route took us right past, not on purpose, but right past this dealership. And as we're driving, I'm like, damn, that Jeep looks sweet. And not really thinking much of it. But then we went back by there, and I said, man, I got to look into this Jeep. So then I went back and pulled up their website, found the Jeep. The Jeep's got, so the Jeep price was $15,900. It's not that expensive for a Jeep. The owner of this place bought it for his daughter. She didn't want to learn to drive stick shift at all. It had been owned previously by a guy that had owned like a parts store. So he put like $10,000 worth of everything on this. Lift kit, brand new tires, brand new tops, all of that stuff. So all of that comes with it. It's a 99, so it's not new, but I don't want a new Jeep. I want a Jeep that I can get a little dirty, take the top off, drive in the summer and have fun. So the point is, karma, do a good thing, which I think we did, led me to the Jeep, which I wanted, and now I'm going to buy a Jeep because of it. So there's my Christmas story.
So donate presents to kids, and you will get a Jeep with it.
That's exactly right. That is what I'm saying. So I'm excited to get awesome. A fun Jeep.
When are you getting it?
Probably after the first of the year.
What are you going to do with it? You said get it a little dirty. I mean, are you going to just take it off-road somewhere?
Yeah, I'm going to drive and get the kids ice cream cones.
Nice. You know,
stuff like that.
Let them spill.
I'm not much of an off-roader, but I can see, it's one of those things where if I played my cards right, because it has no AC. It's I don't know how common that is for Jeeps. This Jeep does not. But if you do it right, you buy a Jeep to drive it around with no top on it, or at least no doors on it, with a soft top or whatever. So I don't care about the AC. I just want to be able to go out on a nice summer day or go to the golf course with my clubs in the back and just – obviously, you got to play in the weather a little bit.
Sure.
We're going to talk to my friend Nick about that, our forecaster.
Yeah, he's
make sure rain's not coming. But, no, it's like I've just always wanted a Jeep you can drive around for fun.
Yeah.
You know, and the people that own it now said it's really fun to drive, which I don't know what that means.
And you know how to drive a stick?
I do.
Do you, Jared? Do you
know? Nope.
I did during driver's ed, so what? 15, 16 years ago.
Yeah.
And I never have since, but I think I could do it.
I learned that my parents had an old Chevette, like a real piece of crap car. And by the time we got rid of it, it was like a Flintstone car. It had a hole literally in the floor. We could see the street below. We used that to deliver papers and stuff, but it was
just drop the papers in the hole.
We should have, but it was, not a good car. And I learned a little bit on that, and then it came in handy later because I worked at like a car wash and stuff where you had to drive cars around, and it was helpful to be able to know how to drive manuals, no question about it. So once you get the hand of it, it's a bike. I mean, riding a bike, once you learn it, you don't forget it. It comes back.
Yeah.
The whole key's the clutch, man.
That's it?
Clutch to gas transfer. If you get that figured out, the shifting part's very easy.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I can do it. Let me drive that around sometime when you get it.
All right.
Not in the winter, though.
You can come drive the Jeep in the summertime. Yeah. So I think we're about there, fellas.
Anything you want to talk about, Jared?
I'm good. I'm good.
Jared, you going down to Clarinda to see the family?
I am. Yeah. I'll be there next week.
You going to the Shittily D?
No, probably not. Go to Indeclaire.
Smart. Smart man.
Go to the quote-unquote ice box, ice house.
It's a good place.
Do we have plans for one more of these? Next week's the 22nd, so we're going to do one.
We'll do one early next week. Hopefully by then Williams is out of bed, clothed.
Out of the ICU and back here ready to go.
His peak of disease is gone. He's not eating shit anymore.
Four in one day.
His papers, or his eyelashes.
His eyelashes.
Yeah. Yeah. We
really should be laughing. I mean, he was really sick, guys. We need to take it a little
more
seriously.
You're the one laughing. We're not laughing about him being sick. Being sick sucks, and hey, he's sick. You know, granted. I think what we're laughing about is the amount of times he gets sick and just the fact that he doesn't take care of himself. I mean, it's probably mostly his own fault. You know, if he was getting proper rest.
Drinking some whole milk.
Whatever it is.
He keeps trying to get me to drink coffee. I think that's his problem.
He's drinking too much coffee, three cups a day. The difference is these bugs that he gets introduced to, we're also getting introduced to those bugs. But our bodies, our immune systems, our finely tuned immune systems are fighting them off. They're like, get the hell out of here. I'm not getting sick. So, you know, be like me. Sleep 10 hours a night. You'll be fine.
Have your wife get up with the kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I feel like I'm going to have to go buy her steak dinner, dude, after all this stuff today.
Yeah, so we went to steak dinner last night.
Yeah.
Went to Fleming's. You been to Fleming's?
Oh, yeah.
It's not cheap.
It's not, no.
I went there for my mom's birthday.
Well, not cheap.
We wouldn't normally go there, but my brother got me a gift card for my birthday, or maybe my wife. I don't know. But we had a gift card. $50 gift card to Fleming's. All right, let's go.
Yep.
It's like one steak.
Yeah, my steak was $49.95.
Yeah.
That plate, and then, you know, you get drinks, and then you get a couple more drinks, and you get your bill out. And you're like, but this is, I gave you $50 gift card, right? Oh, yeah, otherwise it would be even more ridiculous.
Yeah. We bought dinner for a table of...
Jake and Owen aren't getting as good a Christmas presents now.
We had a table of eight, I want to say. This was, I think, within the last 2 years. My memory's a little foggy, but we picked up the tab for some reason. And it was...
I'll let you know next time I go.
It was $800-$900.
Yeah.
I mean, for that many people.
It's expensive place.
It added up quick.
My meal was not that.
Once in a while, having a meal like that's good. Man, you go all out. You sit down. You're not in a hurry.
Yeah.
You know, you get a few drinks. You enjoy it.
Get a babysitter.
What was your cut? What steak did you get for $50 there?
I got the filet.
I get the filet mignon. I like to get...
I got the lobster
on Oscar it. Style. I like Oscar style. A little hollandaise sauce and stuff on the top. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Was it as good as the 8-ounce filet at Applebee's?
I have never had an 8-ounce filet at Applebee's. Never. I can't remember last time I went to Applebee's.
I imagine it's exact quality.
Probably very similar.
As you say that, I can see the Applebee's sign out that window.
The lobster bisque there last
night. Oh, I love Applebee's.
Oh, my God.
Lobster bisque is great.
Oh, my gosh.
It's great.
I could have drowned in that stuff.
I'm a big fan of a bisque. You put a bisque in front of me, I'm a happy boy.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Are you guys good?
I'm hungry now.
Hey, going to have you guys come over. I got the boys for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Those two the basketball hoops where there's two sides and they keep track. We'll get a couple of drinks in us. We'll have some competition.
Where did you get it from? I asked because we just bought. Hasn't arrived yet. We just bought Seton.
Yeah.
The same thing. I don't think it has a scoreboard or anything, but it's got the two hoops. It rolls back to you, that type of thing.
Bought on Amazon, like everything else. The Lifetime one, because they say it's more heavy duty. And it was. I lifted it up today. Got delivered this morning.
Heavy.
Yeah. It's a good thing I'm such an animal. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been
in the basement. Are you putting it together ahead of time, or will it be a surprise in the box?
Yeah, so we're going to open presents with the kids on the 22nd because we got family stuff going on after that. So I'll put it together the 21st at night and then hopefully just try to keep them out of the room.
Yeah.
So you probably won't sleep that night then. You'll just be...
It'll probably take me a good 2-3 hours.
Sometimes those things go quick, and sometimes they do not.
And when they don't, you just swear. You just get pissed.
Well, I've put together several things lately, like the world of Allen wrenches, like these things that come with Allen wrenches, and then they put screws in where you can't do full turns, so you got to turn it like quarter turn and remove it, and do it quarter turn and remove
awful.
It. You want to kill people that design stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like, just make it easy. So Seton will be pumped. He's currently shooting hoops in our basement into just like a bucket. he watches games on TV, and then he puts like a bucket on the floor. And it goes across the room and shoots threes into the bucket. It's
awesome. Dedication.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So he
how's the form? Keep that elbow in tight.
He's a lefty, dude. You're gonna have to coach him a little bit because I don't know what to do with a lefty.
I don't know. My kids on my basketball team right now can't shoot either, so I don't know if you want me coaching.
I think he's pretty good. He's pretty good.
Sounds like you could use some help on the offensive end.
They all want that get that little chicken wing out on the jump shot instead of keeping it tight.
I'm a shot doctor. Come
You're
on.
Not a
bring
I've
me
seen,
in. Bring
I've
me
seen
in.
Your shot. You
bring
are
me
no
in.
Shot doctor.
Don't
bring
they
have, me in.
I
let me work with the kids one day.
I bet they have something, by the way, that you can wear.
Have you ever
Do they have something you can wear that keeps your arm in?
Maybe. But we're talking third and fourth grade. We practice once a week now.
Muscle memory.
Why only once a week?
Because we have game once a week and then 1 week game. That's it. That's all we're doing.
It's the rules,
Don't these kids want to win?
Nope.
They want to be good?
Nope.
This is Grimes Rec League we're talking about, all right?
They want to go home to their mom.
What's your point?
They do a lot of other stuff good, but I can't get them to keep the elbow in. You know? And so you get shots that are all over the place, erratic. Last week we should have won the game, but we couldn't put the ball in the hoop. That's kind
of
a big deal.
He won't let me come help coach his team. He won't admit that he needs help yet.
Mark, have you ever seen Jacoby Long shoot a three? His three-point shot, as ugly as it is prettier than
That's
Jared's.
That's false. That is
prettier
false.
Than Jared's.
I know Gray well enough to know that he's probably the most stubborn person I've ever met in my life. That's 38 years.
That's
true. In admitting when he is wrong, had a bad take, whatever. So it does not surprise me in the slightest.
I don't have bad takes. I've never had a bad take in my
life. In the slightest, it does not surprise me that he would not want your help, dude.
It's not even I don't feel like I'm even asking that much. I just want to come help.
Yeah. I want my kids to stay on the right path. they're not going to be 6'7", right? They got to learn how to play basketball.
On the right path.
They got to learn how to play basketball the right way, not just because they're 6'7", and they just get away with being long.
Jared, are you from a tall family? Is everyone else tall?
Oh, man.
Like, did you know you were going to be as tall as you are now? Was it a good...
I got him flustered right now.
Yeah.
My mom was like, she was like 6'1".
Yeah.
And then my dad was like 6'2", 6'3".
Have they shrunk?
So you're tall. Yeah. You're tall for your family.
Yeah.
Because if
my great grandpa was like 6'6", but
so your if family I knew my kid shrunk.
My mom's had double knee surgery and then had double knee replacements and had another one and then had another one.
I thought it was
one.
Weird that you said was.
Right? Yeah, well, yeah, my mom's probably used to be like 6'1", now she's probably like 6'5", 5'11".
Okay.
See, when your parents are 5'11",
my dad's still pretty big though.
5'11" and
he's probably
5'5".
Just as big as you.
I've never met your dad.
So I know he hates you.
That's fine.
Seton,
I don't think we've ever talked
Seton
about that
Seton has basically no chance at the NBA. So, yeah, I want him to enjoy it and have fun. If he wants to be good, be good.
If he gets your 4.3 speed, he could be a shifty, quick little point guard.
Yeah, that's quickness, though. That's not speed, you know? Uh-huh. If he's 4.3, he should just run track.
Is he going to break your receiving records?
Dude, those were broken a long time ago.
Who broke them?
Everybody. Like, since they started doing
the spread offense.
When I left, I was number one on the list for career yards for at least 10 years. And within the last 3-4 years, I think 3 dudes have passed me. All they do is throw it up there now.
Were you devastated? Do you think about ever going up there and taking out a kid who was close to breaking your record?
I was devastated until the Ames Tribune came out with the best 40 players of the last 40 years, and I was one of those. That helped me. I can live with that for 40 years now.
Man.
So that's good.
I didn't realize Ames tradition was that poor.
It's one of the best, bud. It's one of the best, you know?
Ames high, buddy.
Me and Dustin Avey up there together.
He's a good play. Could you beat Dustin Avey in a race?
Today?
No, not. I don't care about today. Back in the day.
Something short, probably.
Yeah.
400 meters, no way.
Yeah.
No way. That dude did blow my doors off.
Really?
He was fast.
He was fast.
The 400-meter hurdles his senior year, he set the Iowa all-time best. Ever. The fastest time ever run in that event, and it was one of the better times in the nation that year. He was sick.
Was he 6 feet tall?
Maybe? He's 6'3".
He's 6'3", okay.
Yeah, he's a legit 6'3".
Yeah, that helps, too, on those longer runs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He made those hurdles look tiny, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, super tall legs.
Your brother was a big fan of his. Really liked Dustin Avey. Big fan.
Dustin Avey's a good guy, man.
I think he's got Dustin Avey's poster still up in his house.
He probably does.
Yeah, I'm going to get a tweet about this in about 2 hours.
Avey was a stud, man. I admit it. I was very athletic, and I was good, but Avey was better than me. So.
Were you guys same class?
1 year ahead, he was.
He was, okay.
Yep, he was good. Nice kid, too.
That's good. That's really all that matters.
Yeah.
Because if you're a nice kid.
No, he was.
Yeah, no, I know.
He was like the best athlete in the school and not an asshole about it. So that was nice.
All right. Are you guys good?
You've been trying to end this for a while now.
I know. You guys just keep rambling.
I'll let you. People that are listening, because we're going to have this uploaded, we're going to be at Thunderhead tonight for the radio show, last football radio show of the year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Benchwarmers is under new ownership, so they're remolling. We'll be there in January.
Wait, well, who's on Benchwarmers?
Yeah, new ownership. Yep.
Can we say who that is? Or just
Corey Steiner is the new owner.
And, unfamiliar.
They're putting a lot of new TVs in there, redoing it, so it should be nice. So join us there in January as we start doing the basketball radio shows.
Cool. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a great weekend.